Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Sarah Cooney from the Mary Me Centre is a life coach and joins me. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good. I think a lot of people have re-evaluated themselves personally in the course of the pandemic.
Exactly, yeah. They have had a chance to slow down and to spend time with themselves and to reassess their lives as a whole. And in doing that, they've kind of realised that, you know, I suppose the busy lives that people were leading before the pandemic, you know, that was totally obliterated and they have had to face themselves as such. And what they valued before, like, you know, going out and socialising and all those things have changed dramatically. And with that comes a lot of a need to look into that and say, okay, well, that used to make me happy. What's going to make me happy now? And, you know, I used to really value that, but I have no choice around it. I can't do that anymore. So what am I going to value now? So it has brought a lot more self-awareness. And I think initially we all were listening to the very negative impact, and no doubt it has had a negative impact. But I'm delighted now to hear that people are really starting to reassess the impact and say, well, actually, you know, it gave me time to sit down and think about what do I really value in my life, and who do I value, and what do I want to do going forward? You know, how am I going to make this benefit me going forward?
Yeah, like, you know, we've had lots of time to spend on our own or just with those closest to us in our families, and maybe look at something that was really, really important 14 months ago. God, it's not that important anymore now, is it?
No, this is it. And the other side of it as well is, in all the coaching that I do, values is very important, either directly or indirectly. I always kind of centre, you know, I question people around their values. And what I have noticed is one of the most universal, probably most valued thing among all human beings is freedom. So, for example, PJ, right, if I said to you, I can grant you 3 wishes, or if I said it to any of my clients, number one wish is nearly always, oh, I want to win the lotto, or financial freedom, or something along those lines, you know, that people have this idea that money is going to get them freedom.
Yeah.
And the other side of it is there's also identity freedom, so freedom to be who you are, freedom from things, so freedom from anxiety, freedom from stress, you know, freedom from pressures and limitations. The common ground in all that is freedom. And during the pandemic, our freedom was literally obliterated. It was limited. You know, we could only go 5 kilometres to exercise. We couldn't go out. We couldn't do all the things that we love. So that, you know, if anybody's looking to look into their values, freedom is the first thing I would look at. And I would say to them, you know, how would you rate your freedom? Would you give it a 5? Would you give it a 6 out of 10? And, you know, 10 being the best and 0 being the least freedom. Mm.
I suppose I could come back and ask the question, Sarah, define freedom, because freedom for one person, like freedom in your 20s and freedom in your 40s are vastly different things.
Absolutely, yeah, they are. And that's it. It's the main question to ask is, what does freedom mean to you? And what does it look like in your life? And what would you like it to look like? And that's all building your self-awareness, which starts creating small changes. And it's small changes that lead to big changes. Mm. So there's huge benefits to looking into your values. It makes life easier and less challenging. Builds your self-awareness, as I mentioned, and that leads to better mental and emotional health.
Yeah.
Your relationships can improve, you can gain more confidence, and you can gain more purpose and fulfillment in your life. It gives you something to work on, do you know?
Do you know,
and it, sorry, go on.
No, looking at the stuff that's non-negotiable, and this is just an observation, because the circle in which we all live and work is much smaller now during the pandemic. We're all surrounded by people, whether it be the friend, the neighbour, a parent, a partner, a loved one. We know that certain things in their lives are non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
We know that certain things in our own lives are non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Have we looked or been caused to look in the past 14 months at some of those things and say, actually, maybe I should give a little?
Definitely, yeah. Say, for example, when you're spending a lot of time together and, you know, tensions can rise. When you're not used to spending all this time with your family and the people that you live with, tensions definitely rise. You know, like you kind of get to know people a lot more intimately, and communication can be a big one in relationships. So I think people have found ways to communicate better because they have to. They literally have to keep things running smoothly. So before, you know, you mightn't have known how to communicate, but when you actually say, right, what's missing here? What do we need? And you say to yourself, communication, that's instantly building the self-awareness, and then you're finding your solution. So the solution is, how can I communicate better? And you work together to do that, and, you know, that's your kind of solution to your problem.
Yeah, and some people might think, you might have a way, well, I've said it, and I'm not for turning. Sometimes you need to be for turning.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to be flexible on your values a lot of the time. Sometimes you just have no choice. But the main thing is to be aware of them, and that's what's really going to help you. If you're aware, even just of your core values, they might be, you know, communication, honesty, integrity. Even knowing that, you know, if there's one area in your life where you're not satisfied, you can be guaranteed there's a value that you're probably not honouring. Mm. And if you look into it and say, okay, I'm not happy in my career, say, what is it about the career that I'm not happy with? Once you get to the bottom of it, you will see there is a value that isn't being honoured. So that's why it's so beneficial to be aware of them.
You know, our children learn their values from us. We're the first teachers of our children, and the values that they learn from us, they will take into their own adult lives. You work a lot with children.
Mm-hmm.
The effect of the pandemic on them and on our interaction with them in terms of values, I suppose we won't know that for a while.
No, I don't think so. Now, I am hearing, to be honest with you, that a lot of people are still, like, they're struggling going back into society, we'll say. They're not sure, you know, how to interact, because there's so much fear around literally socially interacting.
Yeah.
You can't shake hands anymore.
That's
you can't
right.
hug people anymore. You can't be up close with people anymore. And, like, look at my own experience as well. Some people are like, yeah, you know, they don't mind being near people, but other people are very afraid, and other people are very... And children see that and they pick up on that. So they do have that fear. It's all about reassuring them. It's all about, you know, saying you're doing the right thing and you know, you're doing the best you can. And communication is a big one with children. Like, they're smart. They know what's going on. They do pick up on things. They mightn't be fully conscious of, you know, the truth of the situation or the seriousness of a situation. But once you communicate with them in a child-friendly way, they'll be fine. You know, they adapt, as I said before to you. You know, they're very adaptable.
If there's one thing I've learned in the last 12, 14 months, it is, for God's sake, don't take myself so seriously.
Yeah.
And that's a change for me, because I could be accused of taking myself too seriously. I don't anymore. That's something I think a lot of people have begun to feel that way.
Definitely. And a tip on not taking life so seriously would be, look, this sounds a bit selfish, but it's not selfish. It's self-care. It's self-love. Bring it back to the present moment, where you are right now, and the safety of the moment that you're in. So, look, I'm sitting in a room here in an office at home. I'm safe, and you're safe where you are in your work environment. 99% of the time, we're safe, unless we're obviously in an unsafe situation. And all of the perceived threats, like the pandemic, like, you know, different illnesses out there, or, you know, any kind of perceived threat that might be impacting on your mental health at the moment, it's outside this room. So you're safe right now. If you keep bringing your focus back to that safety, it's going to bring a bit, you know, your body is going to ease up. It's not going to be as stressed. And that is a great tip for easing any anxiety. Just know that all the dangers are outside of your safe environment right now. And if you come upon them, you can deal with them then in the moment.
Okay. All right, Sarah, thank you very much. Sarah Cooney of the Marry Me Centre, life coach for adults and children.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.